You're with Paul Makin on Fab FM, and if you listen to this radio station, you know I love the Clink Theatre. This Friday and Saturday night, they have an amazing show. I mean, they have lots of great shows, but this Friday and Saturday, particularly for people who love Broadway shows, you're going to absolutely love it. It's Cram It on Broadway. And the bloke who's, well, Sean Cram, it's named after him. Hello, Sean.
Hello there, Paul. How are you?
Good, mate. What's it like to have a show named after you?
You know, I try not to be egotistical, but actually Michael Kerr, the president of the Clink, actually named it Cram It on Broadway. And he called it that because obviously it's a play on my surname. But he also said, God, look at the amount of great acts you've got, great singers, and they're all crammed, and we're doing Broadway and West End. So he called it Cram It on Broadway. So that's where that title came from.
Well, listen, as I said in the introduction, and I'm not just saying this, I love the Broadway shows. Phantom of the Opera is probably my favourite show. But before we discuss some of the Broadway shows that you're doing Friday and Saturday night at the Clink, I want to talk to you about just Broadway shows in general. Phantom of the Opera, what do you think of it? I love it. I've seen it 27 times. I'm looking for number 28.
Well, Paul, you should have been here in 2014 and 2016 because I was actually in a production of Phantom of the Opera at the Cairns Civic Theatre with the Cairns Choral Society. I played Monsieur André, one of the theatre managers. I just loved it because essentially it's a very dark musical. You know, murders people.
Yeah.
And he's quite psychopathic and obviously obsessed with Christine. And I think Lloyd Webber was very clever, and Stilgo, of course, and Black, who all collaborated on Phantom of the Opera. The theatre managers are the comedic element that strikes through the darkness, you know. And then you've got Umbaldo Piangi, and then you've got Carlotta Giudicelli, the diva. And you've got these two managers who haven't a clue about running an opera house, pandering to these divas. And it's that wonderful comic element that just lights up the darkness of Phantom of the Opera.
I love that show. Yeah. No more talk of sadness. Forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here. Nothing can harm you.
You're quite on the note there.
Now, look,
it's funny. Sorry, when I first saw Phantom of the Opera in the West End, I was very disappointed because I think the cast were very tired. And I felt that we're just giving us lip service, so I left very disappointed. And then when I got the opportunity to audition for the Choral Society and just go along and see, I actually, Altuise Devon said, oh, you need to go along and see the Choral Society. I've asked them that you should go along and sing and audition for Piangi. And so I did. And then the seven women on the audition panel said, oh, would you read one of the managers and sing some of the manager's parts? So I did, and then they cast me as Monsieur André.
Great show. Now, my second favourite, this will be a strange one for people because it really didn't get a go here in Australia because of the star leaving the show, but Sunset Boulevard.
Ah, well, yes, of course. It's another Lloyd Webber. But one of my favourite songs from all musical theatre, Everything's As If We Never Said Goodbye, is just, it's breathtaking. And I've seen a recording of Glenn Close singing it, and she almost talks it. It just brings just that dramatic, you know, and the sadness of it. It's faded glory and faded stardom. Just extraordinary.
I don't know why I'm frightened. I know my way around here. The cardboard trees, the painted seas, the sound here. Yes, a world to rediscover. But I'm not in any hurry. And I need a moment. The whispered conversation. As thrilling here as always. Feel the early morning madness. Feel the magic in the making. Why, everything's as if we never said goodbye. many mornings, just trying to resist you. I'm trembling now, you can't know how I've missed you. Lights already burning, not long until the cameras will start turning, and the early morning madness and the magic in the making. Yes, everything's as if we never said goodbye.
But yes, yeah, Sunset Boulevard, another favourite of mine.
I saw it in London with Petula Clark in the lead role.
Oh, yes, yes.
And she was sensational. And I was in the front row, and when she was singing, you know, the song, the light, the single spotlight goes on to her.
Yes, yes, yes.
When she'd finished singing the song, I kid you not, she was in tears.
Yes.
I was in tears. The whole front row of the theatre was in tears. She did a great job.
That's the magic of theatre and musical theatre at that, and if the artist moved as well. Now, talking about tears, I'm telling you, there are four performers on Friday and Saturday night who will reduce you to tears, because we rehearsed on Sunday and I was left absolutely quivering with emotion. But there's some lovely light moments in it, there's some comedy. It's got everything. It's got all the elements you need for a good show.
Let's go through what we'll be presenting on Friday and Saturday night.
Well, the Les Mis is the song from Les Mis is I Dreamed a Dream, and I tell you, Altovise Devon sang it like I've never heard it sang before, and that was one of the moments where I was just dissolved into tears, because she is such a consummate performer. She's a supreme artist, and her artistry is her I Dreamed a Dream is worth the ticket price alone.
Wow.
Yes, just breathtaking.
Talking with Sean Cram at the moment, presenting Cramit on Broadway at the Clink. Let's go through the other ones on the show.
Well, there's Beauty and the Beast from Beauty and the Beast. There's a very funny rendition of Always the Bridesmaid from I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. We've got some youth, and we've got Louis Bray, who is one of Altovise's students. He's doing Giant in the Sky from Into the Woods. The other youth is Holly Dow, who I have watched growing from a seven-year-old, working with Altovise as a singing teacher, and then being taken to her first I Stedford in Cairns and won it, first prize. She's singing I Know Things Now from Into the Woods.
Beautiful.
There's a Jamie Houtman who is doing Too Darn Hot from Kiss Me Kate. And then we've got other adults. We've got a very funny duet from Moment by Moment from Bill Cooney and Ben Stock, who are probably two of the most exceptional tenors you will find in the district. Michael Kerr's sister's new to the area, and she's come up from Melbourne, and she sings a song from The Waitress called She Used to Be Mine, and again, I was dissolved. In fact, five of us in the audience were crying. But I promise it is a fun show. And then we've got a local stalwart called Judy Gittings. Many listeners will know Judy Gittings and her partner Andy Redhead. They're doing a medley from Gershwin. The very funny Yoshi Fujiwara, who was recently seen as Ethan in The Full Monty, is going to sing You Walk With Me, and he just, that man makes me die. And then
Hang on, don't brush over Yoshi. Because let me tell you, he's on Fab FM going, hi, this is Yoshi, and Fab FM is my radio station, because we went in to talk to him in his jewellery shop. Delightful man he is. He's so charming. I mean, the Japanese are very polite anyway, but he's just such a charming, lovely man. But now telling me he treads the boards, how much talent has this man got?
Well, exactly. He's been performing for 48 years. He first picked up the guitar and banjo aged 11. Now, I first met Yoshi at one of the backpackers in Port Douglas, and he was on stage, and he was doing dueling banjos with somebody, and that was very good. I was very impressed. And then when I did Phantom of the Opera in 2014, his daughter, Senna, was one of the ballet dancers, and what an extraordinary talent she is. And she's actually in Melbourne studying formally now. And then, of course, the next time I saw Yoshi was in the Sound of Music with the team at the Clink, and he was playing Uncle Max. And he just did a great job. Oh. He did a great job. And then, of course, I was working with him on the Full Monty. Mm. I was supporting the boys with vocals and helping coach the chaps with character development. And Yoshi was just fantastic as Ethan. To watch his development and growth and his confidence. You know, it's very different when you play instruments, and then when you go onto the stage and you start singing, you're very vulnerable. It's a very vulnerable position to be in, and you're very open. And for somebody to get on the stage and actually sing is a huge ask. And I've just got wonderful people who are daring to do it for the first time as well.
Mm. Well, let's get off Yoshi, because he'll get a big head and he'll think he's a star.
And then we've got Ben Stock, who, again, is doing the duet with Bill Cooney. He's doing Bu Doi from Miss Saigon. And again, that made us all cry. A very, very wonderful performance and a very strong tenor. We've got the local Andrea Cameron and Paul Carey. They're going to really do a great spoof called The Song That Goes Like This. That's from Spamalot, the musical. And then we have the extraordinary, I'm such a fan of Julia Brandt. She's doing In His Eyes from Jekyll and Hyde. And then Bill Cooney in his solo, he's doing the piece from Love Never Dies, which is the sequel to Phantom of the Opera. Mm. And he's doing a song called Till I Hear You Sing. And that is just breathtaking. Wow. And then to end the formal show, we have a very talented lady called Kathy Knight, and she's singing a piece called The Girl in 14G. Now, it's not actually from a musical, but it fills all the musical genres. I won't say any more other than it. That is, there are so many people here who are worth the ticket price alone just with one song. And then to finish the first act, I've got a surprise guest artist, and I'm going to keep you all guessing unless you come and see for yourself.
That's fantastic. Hey, listen, you know, you've sold out the show on previous occasions, and of course everybody said, oh, look, we couldn't get in last time. So you've actually got two shows going. So,
I've got two shows this year because of demand,
Yeah, give me the pitch. Why should people? Because people have got to go and see the show. If they're interested in theatre at all, they've got to see your show.
Look, it saves you a journey to Cairns. It's $38 a ticket. It's the highest price you're going to pay. You're not paying 70, you're not paying 100, you're not paying 150 that you would pay in Cairns. It's world-class artists from our region. So I've got lots of colleagues coming up from the Cairns Choral Society. You've got people who are new. This is about developing performers as well. So it's an opportunity for people to sing in front of a live audience, which is very daunting for some people. So it's developing the community, developing the capacity, building people's confidence, and the quality of the show is worth every cent of your $38.
Sean, just fantastic. Now, it's called Cram It on Broadway, and it's on this Friday night at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. So you've only got two opportunities to go. It's at the Clink Theatre at Mowbray Street at Port Douglas. And let me tell you, it's a show that you should go and see. Thank you so much for your time, Sean.
Paul, thank you very much. We really appreciate your support of all things that happen at the Clink Theatre.
I think we crammed a lot in, didn't you think?
Yes, we did. Thanks very much, Paul.
Boom, boom. See you, mate.
Thanks very much indeed.